Morning Watch, the divine dispensing of the divine trinity for the divine economy, week one. The eternal blessing of the triune God through the divine dispensing of the divine trinity into us for the accomplishing of his divine economy. Friday, related verses. John 1:17. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. 1 John 4:16. And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 1 John 2:20-27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you. But as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. John 7:37-39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Related reading. To enjoy the divine Trinity in full is to participate in the love of God, the grace of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14 shows that the divine Trinity is not for the doctrinal study of theology, but for our experience and enjoyment. The love of God the Father is the source, and the grace of Christ, God the Son, is the course of the love of God. When love comes out, it becomes grace. Then the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is the transmission, the communication, of the grace of Christ with the love of God the Father. Love is God the Father. Grace, as the outflow of love, is Christ the Son. And the fellowship is the transmission of the Holy Spirit to transmit what the Son is as grace and what the Father is as love. The Holy Spirit transmits the divine riches into our being, and this transmission is the fellowship. Today we have the divine Trinity operating in us in such a wonderful way. God is operating in us. The operating of God is very quiet, but very rigorous and efficient. Although electricity flows quietly, it is very rigorous and efficient. The current of electricity is the operating of the electricity. The love, grace, and fellowship moving within us form a kind of current within us. The current is the circulation of the divine Trinity. With the divine Trinity are the source, the course, and the flow. The source, the fountain of this circulation, is the love of the Father. The course, the outflow of this circulation, is the very grace expressed and conveyed to us by Christ. The grace of Christ comes out of the source of the love of the Father. The flow is the Holy Spirit as the fellowship, the communication, the transmission, the circulation of the grace of Christ with the love of the Father. We have two circulations within us. One circulation is the circulation of blood within our physical body, and the other circulation is the circulation of the divine Trinity in our spirit. Without either of these circulations, we would die either physically or spiritually. 2 Corinthians 13:14 gives us a detailed description of this inner spiritual circulation. This circulation is the supply in our Christian life and church life. This is similar to saying that the current of electricity is the supply of power to an entire city. A number of years ago, the current of electricity to the city of New York was cut off for a period of time. When that happened, the entire life of the city stopped. This is a very good illustration. We must see that the entire church life depends upon 2 Corinthians 13:14. It depends upon the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the fellowship of the Spirit to flow as a current within our spirit. Many times while I am speaking in the ministry of the Word, I have the inner sensation that the divine current is going on. If the current within me stops, I have nothing to speak. If we miss the Spirit in our speaking is empty. Furthermore, if the current within us is cut off while we are listening to the ministry of the Word, our listening is empty. We need to speak in the flow and listen in the flow. The flow is the transmission of the Holy Spirit, and this transmission is the fellowship that conveys the grace of Christ the Son as the outflow of the love of the Triune God. The current of the Divine Trinity within us, as revealed in 2 Corinthians 13:14, is our spiritual pulse.